the rhyme clip. Me and my conglomerate shall remain anonymous. Caught up in the finest click. Live out my dream. Having that right there. Having that. Welcome back to the second hour of the Grapevine. We're picking some more grapes. I'm your host, Manan Sabir. This definitely is the last hour. We're talking about food labels. The lady that was cheated. She was cheated out of her world record 700-pound squat. Black woman, black queen. Cheated out of her world record. So, that bag of hot chips, y'all. That bag of hot chips. Brightest thing on the shelf, ain't it? Brightest, like, if you go down the aisle, you go, like, sometimes I go to, like, this natural food store. I'm not going to tell you which one. But sometimes I go to that natural food store, and they be having, like, the chips. And when they had the chips on there, I'm like, whew. Those Cheetos or those Cool Ranch Doritos look so good. And I'm, man, listen, they taste great. Like, you know, almost like, so it could become an addiction. They taste great. But they're the brightest thing on the shelf. Bottom row, right, literally right at your child's eye level. That's not where, but it didn't land there by accident. That's where they put it. That's where they put it. I'm going to show you what's really in it. This one's different from the last two, and it's not a forever chemical. I mean, there's times where I do consider this a forever chemical, but it could be a forever chemical. It's dyes and salt by design. Flaming Hot Cheetos. Takis. I know how many of y'all eat Takis and Flaming Hots. Like, I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people that eat Takis and Flaming Hots. I just heard about Takis. Somebody, this little girl, young girl, I was picking up my daughter, and she was saying that she was at a camp. This little girl had to be about 7. She said she was at a camp. And I said, what do they feed you for? What do they feed you for lunch? This is no joke. This was a couple days ago. She said, Takis. I was like, Takis? They feed you Takis? Yes. Whew. I was taken aback. I didn't know. People know about this camp, but I didn't know they were feeding these kids Takis also. So that fire red color in Takis isn't food. It's red number 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6. It's a dye made from petroleum. Y'all know what petroleum is, right? Y'all know what petroleum is? Yes. The mess that they fighting over in Iran, pretty much. Or they invaded Venezuela for, pretty much. That, I'm telling you, petroleum, yes. Red number 40 and all them red dyes are made from something that comes, I mean, it does come from the ground. you could argue that. It is a strong argument. It comes from the ground. It's like, you know, you could argue a whole bunch of stuff comes from the ground. That don't mean it's good for you. Not at all. It adds zero flavor and zero nutrition. Its only job, and it's designed chemically. It's designed to do what? It's designed to make your kid reach for it. That's the only thing that is designed to do. Those chemicals are not made for you, for that chemical to make that product taste good. That is not it. It for you to think that it tastes good because of those products, joke's on you, Jack. Joke's on you. Because that's not the case. It is not made and designed for you to say, this tastes good because it has red 40, yellow number 5, and yellow number 6. Nah. It's made specifically. And as a matter of fact, there was a meeting, I think in 2014, there was a meeting between, or 2008, one of those two, where, and this was between the White House, whenever Obama was in office. Was he in office about 2012, 14, whatever. He had 2 terms. But his administration was there, and they allowed the food companies to enhance the amount of chemicals that they can put in the food. After that, guess what spiked? This is just per my guesstimation. I'm not saying that the chemicals had anything to do with it, but guess what spiked? Our kids' misbehaviors. You can run the gamut. You can run the gamut. You can run it. Misbehaviors. What? You know, everything. All of it. You name it. All that shot up. All of it. They know what they're doing. These chemicals are made for you to have an addiction. These chemicals are made for them to make money. These chemicals are not made to look after you. 1,100,000%, if there is a percentage on it at all. Its only job is to make you addicted. Read the labels. If you don't do anything else for your kid, read the labels. Read the labels. Read them. If you have a child, your child wakes up, and the first thing they reach for are cereals, colored cereals, you didn't read the labels. You just gave it to your child because you felt like, again, marketed. Somebody marketed breakfast to you. Most children don't wake up hungry like that. You know what they wake up and want to do? Let's take a wild guess. Start with a P. Come on, y'all. Think about it. Starts with a P. Besides P. They want to play. That's it. Give play for breakfast. Then they're going to be hungry. And when they're hungry, guess what you feed them? Guess exactly what you feed them. I'm listening. Anybody want to call in? You call in. Or hold on, this chat. I'm going to hit the chat in a minute. Yeah, exactly. Just put out some bananas. They're going to kill the bananas. If you put out the oranges, they will peel those oranges, a bag of oranges, they'll eat the entire bag of oranges. Kids don't wake up hungry like that. They wake up ready to play. What's next on what are my daughter's favorite words are, what are we doing today, Daddy? I like it. You're going to a camp. I don't want to go to camp. I want to play. And this morning, literally, this is what we did. This is exactly what we did. Now, she went and was like, I'm hungry. I was like, okay. So I went around the corner, and guess what I did? I started scaring her. I'm running through the house, scaring her. And she's just laughing. This was early in the morning. We leave the house. I ask her if she's hungry. Yeah, Daddy, I'm hungry. We go to one of her appointments. It's 11 something. Go to another one. She tell me she hungry. She wanted to play a little bit. We played for a few minutes. She didn't eat till 12 o'clock. Not 1 ounce, not one morsel of food. Now, that's my child. I get it. I understand. You should feed your kids breakfast, lunch, and dinner. No. They don't need breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What they need is fuel. And you give them the correct fuel for during the correct time of the day. That's all you do. It's simple. They don't need pouches of food that was manufactured by somebody in Mexico. Oh yeah. I forgot about that, huh? Yes. Some of those, listen, I know for a fact, some of those food pouches, those may be American companies, but they outsource to places that are not in the state that they are registered in. Straight up. So would you feed your child, the one who is just off of breast milk, a food pack, a food pouch that you don't know what's in it? You know the ingredients, but the food pouch, the actual pouch itself, has and comes from material that has forever chemicals? Would you put, it's like right now, putting Johnson & Johnson baby powder on your baby. For those of you who are just tuning in, Johnson & Johnson just awarded 22 people $5.5 billion because they lost a settlement because people claim that they were putting asbestos particles inside of the Johnson & Johnson powder. When we come back, we're going to continue on. We have to just continue to look after ourselves and our kids. So, and I got something to tell you about your kids in hospitals. You might want to hang on for this one. When we come back, we're going to get in the chats when we come back too. We'll be back in 3. Where are my stamina? Spending that money fast, 20, 50s, 100 cash. Boy, go on that, go, y'all bet. Boosting, where y'all at? Stuffing that, be y'all bet. Just to flip it, pop. Woo! Welcome back to the Grapevine. Welcome back to the Grapevine. Looking to discover and support local businesses in our community? Then make sure you tune in every Friday at 8 a.m. to Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman for What the Business Is, powered by We Energies. Each week, you'll hear from local business owners as they share what their business is, where they're located, and one valuable lesson they've learned along the way. We Energies, proud to help power local businesses and the communities they serve. Don't miss What the Business Is every Friday at 8 a.m. only on Truth in the Morning with Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Powered by We Energies, delivering the energy that powers local business. And now, yes, we are going to hit this. Baybar says, what label? Rock Nation Old Food Label. LaRon Taylor, I had an apple or a pear for orange in my lunch. Or an orange in my lunch bag, but if the kid next to me had Ruffles, Doritos, and Cheetos and his lunch, that's what I wanted. As an adult, I had grown out of junk food. Yes, you know, really, we all usually grow out of that. We do have, everybody has some level of control, but some people definitely are, they choose, they have the choice, and then it becomes an addiction, but pretty much people do, you know, have control, but you got to have a little bit more control. Some people more or less than others. Lucretia was like, all of the above. Man, I don't eat none of that stuff, LaRon Taylor. I will have a giant porterhouse on the grill, medium rare tonight. Come on, LaRon, what is going on with you? I'm not saying, you know, don't do that. Is it grass-fed, though? It's the difference between grass-fed It's the difference between grass-fed beef and, you know, the beef you get from Pick 'n Save. It's a real difference. If y'all have never tasted the difference, y'all might want to try it. Here, get two steaks, one grass-fed straight from the farm. Get another one that's just regular. Taste it. You're gonna find it's a real difference. And how your body handles it is a real difference. Very much so. Looney 504 said Fruit Loops have all those different dyes in it. Yes, they do. LaRon Taylor said, my world famous red velvet cup cookies were made from red number 7 dye. Now I use a beet juice extract. That's dope though. That's really, you know, a lot of times with that beet juice extract, they use that in many other countries. They flirted with using that here in America, I think some time ago, but in some of the ingredients, but red dye was just, you know, it was too lucrative. You know, that red dye, those dyes, if they're made from petroleum, they're never, if they had it their way, especially the lobbyists that are lobbying for red dye, those dyes to be in as a chemical makeup for our food, those lobbyists are never going to let up. It's mad money behind it, because what's leading food industries are the lobbyists and the companies that are paying them to go into Washington and I'm not going to say much, but trick our politicians. Let's see. Yeah, I love to taste those red velvet cupcakes, LaRon Taylor. Bring them in. Let us all taste. Let's see what you got. Just make sure you wash your hands. Baybar says, like, lettuce comes from the ground, but here we are running out of Charmin. You know, yeah. You know, thanks for adding that. Appreciate that. Charmin comes from the ground, too. In order for that, LaRontes, in order for that to be valid, there wouldn't have to be an explosion of misbehaviors in the white kids, too. Yeah. I mean, listen, it's always something. It definitely is always something with our kids, like straight up. It's always something with our kids. But if it corresponds to the propagation of social media content, it corresponds to that. Like, you, when you have social media content, social media rising at the same rate as the chemicals that they put in the food, you know, yeah, it's not a conspiracy. It's something that we need to look into, not just look into, something that we need to look out for. If our kids, most people are going to get on social media. When they get on social media, they're going to get hungry because they see those food videos. Their mind is racing. Their gray matter is being used up. And then that gray matter, when it's being used up, your brain gets hungry. What do you do to feed your brain? What do you do to feed your brain? Yeah, think about it. You're going to just take out a big bottle of olive oil and drink it because it has fat. Nah, guess what you're going to do? Go grab something to snack on. And then you're going to jump right back onto your phone. It is, you know what we're going to call this? The Fruit Loop. Thanks, Ludie. We're going to call this the Fruit Loop. And we're going to call this, from here on out, when I start talking about the loops, we're going to call it the Fruit Loops. So we got Tricknology. Come on, Grapeviners. We got Tricknology. We got Fruit Loops. When we talk about systems and stuff like that, we're going to call it the Fruit Loops. Fruit systems that keep us in the loop and that we can't necessarily see ourselves getting off of, we're going to call it the Fruit Loops. I'm not done with this list, though. I'm not even done with this list, but I'm going to keep on the chat. Keep on the chat. Y'all keep going on the chat. Keep going. Y'all can call in, too, 833-212-1017. Don't be afraid to call in. It doesn't matter. Call. Man, LaRon is like, go ahead. Well, I must be a teacher. You must be a teacher. Ain't got no job until August 30th. Let's see. In order for that to be valid, they wouldn't be able to disclose it. Yeah, it's just white kids too. Yeah, it's all kids. But primarily they market majority of these chemicals to our kids in our neighborhoods. It's very much targeted. And if someone wanted to really do a study about it, you'll probably find they actually have done a study about it in relationship to the dollar stores. That's where a lot of our kids are going. A lot of our parents are going to get some of these like large packaged candies and stuff like that. They're going to the dollar store to bring it back home. Just what is going on. Or Walmart, but outside of Walmart, it's just dollar stores. And the dollar stores are inside the red line districts. So, and who's inside the red line districts? You know who it is. LaRon Taylor said, my parents put Johnson & Johnson baby powder on me, and I'm almost 60. So what the problem is? The problem is the fact that the baby powder was causing cervical cancer. And has caused cervical cancer. And has been proven to cause cervical cancer. You may, like, think about it. And what they said is the talc contains asbestos. And it starts to travel on impact. Travels to the pelvic area of the baby, of the child. That's the problem. Cervical cancer is a problem. Ovarian cancer. That's right. Ovarian cancer is the problem. Boom. There you go. No kids. Looney 504. Every black household used Johnson & Johnson, and only 22 people got paid from the lawsuit. Yeah, they the ones who they got together and they just filed the lawsuit. They did the study. It might have been people who were just like scientific researchers and, you know, somebody was, you know, it could be anything. Like, it depends on how far you want to pursue it. LaRon Taylor said, grass-fed, 15-day dry age. I feel you. Go do your thing. I'm with that, too, though. I'm with, like, actual slaughtering a goat, cow, camel, whatever, and getting that real meat. If I'm going to do any meat, that's what I'm going to do. And it has to be, if I'm going to do that it cannot be corn-fed. It has to be grass-fed, like actual, like real raised. I need to see that thing off. You know, off the market, off the corn market. Real difference, grass-fed versus regular costs more, but it's definitely better. It doesn't necessarily, listen, if you add up all the meat that you buy, add up all the red meat that you buy in the stores, every year, you're paying for a fat cow yourself. So if you take all of that money, and you purchase a grass-fed cow per unit, you're paying less. Grass-fed costs more, but it's definitely your body processes the grass-fed quicker, especially if you do the medium rare. Yes, that is so true. Medium rare, especially if you do medium rare as opposed to fully cooked, that's debatable. I've heard both sides. I feel like LaRon Taylor said, I feel like if the white kids are on social media just as much as the black kids and listen to the same amount of rap music, but they're not acting up like the black kids are the problem. One word, two words, Nolan Wells. That's all I'm saying. LaRon, come on. Our kids, the reason why that statement is false is because you see our kids more than you see their kids and any other cultured kids. But in reality, our kids still retain generational manners and morals. I'm going to say it like this. I was in Newark, New Jersey. I'm going to tell the story when I get back in three. Gotcha.
We asked.
This is the Bloomberg Black Business Beat.
Kenneth Kelly is chairman and CEO of First Independence Bank in Detroit. That's the only black-owned bank based in the state of Michigan. As a minority depository institution, his bank focuses on helping underserved communities. With recent volatility in markets and turmoil in the Middle East, Kelly spoke to Bloomberg about what most concerns him as a leader in banking.
Looking at the geopolitical issues and what's happening worldwide is going to have a big impact across the board. The big issues that bankers are thinking about now is making sure that fraud is taken care of. Another issue that we're dealing with is the stablecoin issue there in Washington, D.C., being sure we do not have disintermediation associated with deposits so we can't lend in those local communities.
Kelly mentioned stablecoins. That's a new wrinkle that many banks are focusing on implementing in the near term. He's working to make sure that stablecoin regulations don't end up harming smaller community banks that service underserved communities. I'm Bloomberg's Justin Milliner on the Black Business Beat.
Yo, 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 this is Red Man,
Oh my God.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Grapevine. Let's keep that music hitting, baby. At UW-Milwaukee, students don't have to wait until college to start building their future. War-ready lets students in K through 12th grade join in hands-on programs across campus from science and tech to art, sports, and more. Students try new things, meet new people, and build skills that matter. Get started today at uwm.edu/war-ready. Yes, you on the award winning The Truth 101.7. Don't never turn that dial because we got all these people coming on. We got Bailey Coleman, Homer Blow, Sherwin, Ray Nitty, Shannon, me, Jazz. We on it, y'all. That's all I got to say. We on it. So, back to my story. We were talking about, before the break, we were talking about food. We were talking about food dyes, forever chemicals. We're talking about food labels. We're picking these grapes one by one because I like to make sure that people understand what's in their food. What is going on in their, and then whatever's in their food goes inside of your body. If we may take it for granted that we go to sleep and wake up and we're cool, we're walking around in these bodies, this thing that we're renting, we don't realize that we got to give it back some way, somehow. We got to give it back. And all of these chemicals are going to try to find a way out. Y'all heard what Jazz said about cancer yesterday? Cancer got to find a way out. No matter what the cancer is, it got to try to find a way out. So we talking about my story. And I was reading through the chats straight up. And then LaRon Taylor, straight up, shout out to LaRon, says our kids don't act up like, you know, black kids are seen to be, I guess, have a little bit of a problem, much more of a problem or something of that sort. So I'm of the contingency to push back a little bit because our kids, yes, there are a lot of generational and social proofs to help you feel like our kids have a lot of things going on. But in reality, yes, one part is true. But in the other part is, and my contingency is that our kids have retained high level moral compasses and ability to win their day. Just talk about their day, to just make it through the day. For example, I was in Newark, New Jersey, coming out of the pandemic in Newark, New Jersey, up there, you know, for, I don't know, we is a couple months. Months. And if you don't know, Newark is directly across the bridge from New York. Kind of go right into, like, not Harlem. Is it Harlem? I think the Bronx. I think it's Harlem. One of those two. Anyway, go right into New York City from Newark. And so every day I used to, and if you don't know about Newark, Newark has a black mayor. They are definitely black in all forms of the word. So every day I used to walk around the block with my daughter. Every day. And the neighborhood that I lived in, that we lived in, was real, had some involvement going on. There's a lot of involvement in that neighborhood. There's a lot of stuff, a lot of drugs in that neighborhood. Lots of them. An enormous amount. And when I say that it was one of those neighborhoods that you don't walk around alone in at night, nor even during the day. It was one of those neighborhoods in Newark. Very infamous. So every day that I walked around with my daughter, every day I was stopped by somebody that would either give me words of wisdom, words of advice, or just give me the black power sign, like honk, be like, man, good job. Or they would, I would walk through, man, I walked through so many crap and dice games with her because I didn't want to cross the street because of the traffic and stuff like that. And guys would stop their dice game. One, I remember walking through an entire transaction. I'm just saying to you, LaRon, I'm not even putting you on blast at all. But I'm saying I was walking through entire transactions straight up. And one guy came out on the porch. I don't know who this dude was, but he was like the kingpin. He was like, y'all wait. He was like, y'all wait. I don't know what it was kind of loud, but these guys were serious because you know what's going on. And he came out and was like, y'all wait. You see this brother right here walking with his daughter? And they cleared out the way, let me pass through, and continued on what they had to go, whatever they was doing. Other times I was walking, and this all black neighborhood. I was walking. I can't even count the amount of times that people were coming up to me giving Sahar, my daughter, money. Giving her money. Make sure. One guy told me, he was like, do not spend this money on you. Give this to her. This is hers. Put it in her bank. And I kept that promise. I was like, man, here. All right, I'll put it in her bank. And I put it in her bank. Right then and there. So when we talk about even under duress, even under this level of stress, even under when we are back, our backs are against the wall, when we feel like we're not thriving, when we feel like our kids have reached the limit of behavioral issues, they still have the mechanisms to support the moral constitution, support the moral constitution of the society. They do. Now, we do have our outliers, and I heard a statistic from somebody that actually works for federal government law enforcement. They said only 4%, that's the running percentage, only 4% of the entire society commits 100% of the crime. I'm just responding to the chat. I need to get back to my topic. What do these chemicals do? These dyes do to our kids? What do these dyes do to our kids? Man, I'm definitely running out of time. What do these dyes do to our kids? I'm going to tell y'all in a minute. Doctors see it every day. Doctors see it every day. And I'm going to tell y'all, kids, children's hospitals, and especially in a children's hospital reported in Memphis, said these snacks, a doctor in Memphis said these snacks send him about 100 kids a month. Can y'all listen to me? 100. That's just one doctor in Memphis is sent 100 kids a month with, guess what? Stomach pain, gastritis, and ulcers. All precursors to what? From food. All precursors to what? From food. Come on, I need y'all to think. I need y'all to think. We teaching here. All precursors to what? Hypertension, diabetes, heart disease, colorectal cancer. All that. And one of the scariest things for parents, the red dye can turn, if the red dye turns your child's stool, poop, boo-boo, red, then that means that their baby is dyed up. That baby is dyed up inside, all red. All red. Thinking that mama's thinking that they baby got bleeding on the inside. Nah, that's just you being neglectful. Let me take a break. We're going to be back in 3. Welcome back to the Grapevine on the award-winning The Truth 101.7 FM radio. We here talking about food labels and forever chemicals, and we picking these grapes because we need to understand what is in our food will affect us. What is in our food will affect us. I ended the last segment talking about snacks. And what are y'all going to do? What are y'all going to do about all of this? We need a call to action. We need a call to action. Are y'all going to stop purchasing? You guys going to stop purchasing certain foods? Or are you just going to continue on? Like, all right, cool. This is my body. It's going to filter out. It's called a forever chemical because it doesn't filter out. It doesn't filter out. It stays in your body. It stays there. It's, you know, like your skin. It stays in your body. Boop, 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 boop. Period. It's right there. I finished off because in the last segment there was a gut specialist in Memphis that said he sees 100 kids per month with stomach pain, gastritis, and ulcers. Ulcer is just another form of toxins and or trying to come out of your body. If you have a toxin, something is trying to come out of your body. It is yours. It's trying to come out. Al, what up, Al?
All I'm going to say is I'm going to keep on living, and I'm going to keep it, you know, eating my fruits and vegetables. Now, you talking about Memphis, depending on where you live in Memphis, if you live in by, the Elvis Presley Center or South Haven, you know, some of those grocery stores don't even go. You know, them grocery stores is only going to offer the bare minimum. Mm. And hopefully those people have that kind of money to buy that, you know, that that kind of food, not unless they're traveling to the local farmer's market. But the other thing that's messing these newborn babies up is y'all popping all them pills when y'all fornicate. That's why they come in here, you know, available for a crazy check. Because, you know, Xanax, you know, perks, opioids, and all that stuff that's under the kitchen counter that's coming out your urethra is not made for the human body. I know you also talked about chemicals. There's four DNAs. All DNAs does not mix. You know, so it depends on the lifestyle of the individual. And then I know you brought up, you said, like, with COVID and certain chemicals, another reason why these kids was out of control during COVID, because a lot of parents didn't keep their foot in their ass and beat them like they supposed to been beat. While they're sitting there, let them run in the streets like a bunch of cattle and herds, and they come home with the street lights on, and now they come in the house all musty and dusty and left up in the head. So, you know, it's things that add to it. But hopefully if they decide they want to, you know, eat a little better, they might have to pay a little more. But you also have to look at the locations on where the people at, because it's all about the zip codes. Now, if you over there in Germantown, Memphis, or you over there on top of the globe, when you got the houses for $600,000-$700,000, the grocery store is a whole lot of different than you over there in West Memphis and you over there about South Hayes. It's all about the zip code. But, you know, they'll work it out. But anything can be a chemical when it comes to the human body, because some of those chemicals can send you to the doctor and even kill. So you have yourself a great day, by the way.
You have yourself a great day, too, Al. Take care. So, yeah, it's not just Memphis, though. It's literally doctors. That was just an example of one doctor. But there was doctors all over the country are seeing kids in this form and manner. Like, they're seeing kids in record numbers with ulcers, little kids, young kids, and with gastritis. You know what? If your body has trapped gas, it is agonizing for a child. It is agonizing. That child does not want that gas. Kids are fart machines. That's literally what they are. Kids like to fart. That's their thing. They will walk down the street and fart 100 times. Kids will fart, keep farting. That's who they are. But if they have in their body, there you go. Thank you. Zach, come on, man. We got to be quicker than this. One more time.
I lost it. Hold on.
I smell dookie.
Listen. Kids are fart machines. That's literally what they do. So if you have a child that has gastritis, is their stomach is hurting, stop. And you are a parent. You may be stressed, things going on. You don't want your child to be. And we all know those symptoms of parenthood. But your child will not starve. You just cannot feed them these dyes at all. So I'm going to continue on a little bit because we don't got much time. But here's the part that should make you really, really hot. These dyes are engineered to keep them coming back. They said the brain response looks like the way people respond to addictive drugs. Y'all know what addictive drugs are, right? Should I name them? Should I name the drugs? Like heroin, crack, cocaine, like all of that. Your child is displaying the same behavior. The same behavior. That's not a side effect. That's the recipe. And it's pushed hardest and cheapest and brightest right in our neighborhoods, schools, California, L.A., Compton, Chicago, Dallas, Detroit, Milwaukee, Minneapolis, St. Louis, Little Rock. It's pushed the hardest in the areas of places where redlining was affected, where redlining affected us the most. And we got to wake up. We got to get out of this technology fruit loop. I just used it in a sentence, y'all. I told y'all I'm going to use it in a sentence. Told y'all. Technology fruit loop. So y'all put that in the chat. Technology fruit loop. That's where we they got us in the trick bag. Technology fruit loop. I'm telling y'all. So I'm gonna leave it at that because that's what I'm gonna do. I'm not done. I think we're gonna continue this topic because this is important. This is highly important. I need you to tune in with your kids because we're gonna talk to the kids directly tomorrow about food, about what's going on in their food, what's going on their plates. We're gonna talk about that. So Milwaukee, before I leave, hold on to one thing. Sonita Malou is the strongest woman to ever live. She did everything right and she was cheated. They banned the dude but kept her record. I need y'all to read the labels. Do not take these labels for granted. Do not take these companies for granted. If you think they have your best interest in at heart, they do not. They do not have your best interest at heart, and you will win. I need y'all to take care of each other. I need you to take care of your loved ones. I mean it. Same time tomorrow. We're going to be here and we're going to keep fighting for justice. What's coming up next? Who's coming up next? Tap in with Jazz. Jazz Tyler, you guys got to stay on the line. That's what I want you to do. Go get some grapes. Pick those grapes off the little grapevine. Eat them grapes. And then tap in with Jazz because she got a lot to say. A lot. Don't go nowhere. Even my people in out of town, out of the country, stay there. She's coming up next. Thank you for tuning into The Grapevine. See y'all tomorrow.